record, Sherman will attest to that, that came in and said, please, we've waited all our lives to put out this 45, would you please play it? And we wouldn't even listen to it. We wouldn't interview. We'd just go put it on, you know, not to preview it. And the musicians that we've done that for have helped us out considerably, back again to the word of mouth, telling other musicians. I mean, I've seen bands come in to San Francisco, you know, from St. Louis, from Chicago and stuff, with fat decals on their cases that have never been to California before, and they only got them through other musicians. And so, believe me, those musicians have thanked us considerably.
And there was something in the wind. Emmylou Harris is probably one of the most dedicated followers of KFAT, and she was trying to organize a committee to get something going as far as a concert, and we just basically ran out of time. But those people, you know, Bobby Bear, Emmylou, people like Jackson Brown, Joe Ely, Jerry Jeff Walker, Ricky Skaggs.
It takes money to put those on, too.
And it takes a little bit more time than we had, unfortunately. So.
And raising something like $500,000 just isn't all that easy. It really isn't. Okay, we're going to take one more call. I'm going to play a record or two, and then we'll see what happens after that. This is the Sunday Morning Chew. You listen to KFAT and Gilroy, and we'll take one more call. Good morning, Line 7. You're on the air.
Hi, Gilbert. This is Ray up in Boulder Creek. Got a question for Travis. I once heard that you were doing editorials in Rolling Stone, and I was wondering if you indeed had ever done that, and if not, had you ever considered getting your stuff published, because it seems apropos.
No, I never did anything for Rolling Stone, although several of the people in the Rolling Stone editorial gang for most of the years were old partners of mine.
Yeah.
Ben Fong Torres and just folks that I knew that were down at the thing. Rolling Stone as such and I never quite came to a meeting of the minds. There were several really interesting sequences of events between myself and Jan Winter, one of which involved breaking open a kilo of marijuana in front of a television camera. And somehow we just never came to any point where we could do business with each other after that.
Well, that would certainly be in line with your philosophies, it seems. That kind of their audience would fit with the kind of people that listen to KFAT.
I don't think so, man. I think that basically Rolling Stone today is an expression of the same sort of generational loyalty without making any progress that the swing era produced in all the people who relived their flaming youth by listening to Benny Goodman in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that by and large, one of the luckiest things that ever happened to me was segueing out of the rock-associated formats and into Fat for the 70s, because Fat was where it was at and the rockers were still back there playing teenage games.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe you can change them.
Thank you very much for calling, friend. Hello. Thank you and goodbye. Okay, we're going to play one of my Fat favorites here. Why not go into some music? I don't get to play music a whole lot. I did a... Remember, Terrell? Remember that I did a jock spot here? Called it Irregular Fat. I mean, it's the only time we had Blondie and Pink Floyd and some other weird stuff on in the station. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun that night. This is real fat music. This is a favorite of mine. It's a real rocker. It's called Palace of the King by Freddie King.
Places I
Okay, that's Living in the Palace of the King by Freddie King. It's on the Getting Ready album. Buffalo Bob turned that on to me, and then Terrell just came in and said he loves the songs. It turned out I turned him on to that, so music keeps being passed around. I love it. We have a special feature for you here this morning. We have Dale Evans over on line 17. Dale, good morning.
Howdy.
How's things out in Cincinnati, pal?
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. Last week I talked to you, and I told you that my real name was Frederick Schwartz. And we really stirred up a hornet's nest. There have been three Frederick Schwartz from the tyranny of Cincinnati groups here all week. And I've caused some bad feelings, so I'll tell them that's not my real name.
You going to help us out and tell us?
Yeah. My real name is Coleman's Daddy.
Coleman's
Daddy.
How's it going? Did you hear that? And you know, one of the grand and glorious things about being involved in the radio business is that occasionally you get to take this marvelous $3.7 million apparatus and use it for purely personal reasons. And I was trying to get my baby boy to say hello on the radio so I could tell him that he had done that.
Well, be our guest. Go right ahead there.
Go ahead, Coleman. Say hello. Say hi, California. Say hello, fathead. Say goodbye, we miss you. Well, he means all those things. He's not saying it. He's just staring at the phone right now. He's obviously overwhelmed with emotion and unable to fully express all the things that the thinning of the fat means to him after some 7 years or so. I guess I feel pretty much the same way. But it's Dale Evans was not, in fact, mounted. Dale Evans was, in fact, loaded onto a railroad car and taken to Cincinnati, where he's alive and well and prospering, as a matter of fact.
A lot of us here were loaded the other night, but we seem to be back here in Gilroy.
Well, in honor of all of this going this week, we have been drinking wine heavily this week out of our garlic festival glasses. Every chance we get, as a matter of fact. What else can we say?
Have you taped
all of the last several months, and are you planning to send it to me so that I can keep going?
The tapes are in the mail, Dale.
That's what they always say.
if you heard it on Fat Radio, you can believe it, though. You know that.
Yeah. So, how's the mood there?
The mood has been real festive the past week, I think, you know.
Yeah.
The callers have been calling in, have been, you know, real concerned, of course, and I think that's wearing on some of the jocks, that just everyone's feeling real, real intensely, and I think, you know, sometimes it's tough for the jocks to go on and talk with all those people and pour it out anew each time. But the mood around here has been real good. I think we're going out in real fat style.
Well, you know that radio is the most transitory of the arts. It happens and it's gone. And it's always nice to know that it happened. Anyway, I guess there's tapes of things, but tapes aren't really the same. Tapes don't give you that same thing as you get when you're driving down Highway 101 and you turn on your radio and something bizarre is happening that you hadn't really expected. You can't just do that anymore. With your tapes, you always kind of have a feeling of what's... Listen to this! You know what he does after this? It's great. You'll love it. It's not exactly the same thing. But there's been a tremendous amount of magic that's occurred over the last 7 years or so there in the California, on the bad spot. Jeremy said that he wanted to be the bad boy of California radio.
Another wish fulfilled. You know, Dale, you're involved in radio in Cincinnati, and you know radio in general. How do you feel about coming from Fat, where it's been so loose and so unstructured, into, dare I say it, a real job?
Well, as a matter of fact, the place where I am now is an interesting change coming from KFAT, because KFAT was always fairly low down the ladder in the ratings, and the station I work for here is in fact number one in the ratings. So it's very opposite. But the interesting thing about it is that one of the ways that they have achieved that strength in Cincinnati is by doing a lot of the same kinds of things that KFAT did over the years, which is they've gone way out of the way, and they've created such wonderful items as the DeLorean snowmobile. And we have our own brewery, Tree Frog Brewing Company, and so on and so forth. So there has been a spark of magic here in the midst of all the machinations that's really made it successful. So it's not as different as you might think.
In other words, what you're saying is that fat lives in its form in Cincinnati.
It certainly does. There are definitely extremely fat moments in the middle of the Led Zeppelin records.
Are they ever a little bit blown out at your approach, having come from fat?
Pardon me?
Are they ever a little bit blown out at your approach after you've been from fat and, you know, your just perspective?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm often not crazy enough for them.
Well, come on back to fat if you want to loosen up, you know. Oh well, wait a minute. Can you come here? Can you be here by midnight?
I better hurry, huh? Does the Concorde go that way?
No, it doesn't. But there should be a plane ticket in your box. We sent it to you.
Is that what that was? I didn't know what it was, and I just gave it to the secretary here. So get rid of this junk mail. That's the way it is, you know. When you're sitting on top of the rock and roll pile, you have someone else read your mail for you. I guess there is a difference there. I don't know, whatever. We miss the fat folks, and we certainly miss California. As we're waiting for the snow here. There hasn't been any snow in Cincinnati, but we know it's coming. And we keep thinking about the wonderful weather out there. We really miss the 100-mile-an-hour winds. It's really been boring here. No one's had their roof blown off. We haven't had the real thrill of having the entire state's electricity go out all at once. It's just been kind of boring here in America's heartland.
You know, Dale, I did a short stint back in that neighborhood. I was up in Toledo for, I guess it was the election of 80, for about a week there on a tryout basis. And I found out something that'll tell a lot of our listeners here in Fatland what the Midwest is about. You're on top of the market back there with rock and roll. But I'm here to tell you that in Ohio, they have a bluegrass underground. They meet in secret at little strange bars in the neighborhoods.
I think I hear Travis talking there.
That's true, yeah, that's me.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's standing right here moving his mouth.
Oh, great. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I think you were talking about bluegrass. Is that it?
Yeah.
Secret pockets of bluegrass?
Secret
pockets
of fat in general.
Well, bluegrass is right across the river from Cincinnati, which is Kentucky, which is where the bluegrass grows. And, here the big thing is rock and roll. But the guy that comes to repair my typewriter talks about bluegrass.
Well, that's fascinating. Listen, by the way, while you're on the air, the prisoner of Reynolds just called and says hello, and thanks for helping him get started. So the power of the media again, you know.
I hope he gets paroled one of these days.
Yeah, really. Oh, by the way, your probation officer wants you to write him. He lost your address.
Tell him I've been meaning to. It's just you get busy when you're on the outside, you know. There's nothing at all in the Midwest like Travesty Hip, I can tell you that.
Well, there's nothing anywhere quite like Travesty Hip, and I mean that in the nicest way, because Travis is big and he's looking at me, you know, but I mean that seriously.
The sagebrush.
Right. Hey, Dale, thank you for calling us this morning, and we'll be on at least till midnight. We've got another, 14 hours or so. So if you plan on coming this way, please stop by.
Happy
right.
New Year, yeah. Dale.
Happy New Year to you, Dale.
By the way, if people donate $25...
Was that Amy?
What was that?
Was that Amy?
Hi,
yeah, that
there.
Was Amy, yeah.
Hi, Coleman. Hi, Coleman.
Coleman's smiling.
Yeah, we got Mary Tilson, the controls, Bill Goldsmith here, and Dallas, Amy, Tara Lynn, Travis, Sherman's around, Sister Tiny just left.
Tom Reed.
And Tom Reed.
You know, under current California law, I think that constitutes an unlawful assembly.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, thank you for calling us, Dale. Listen, have a great new year for you.
All right, everybody stay fat.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay.
Certainly for 14 more hours. Guaranteed. Thanks for calling. Well, it's about 6 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning, and Chewing the Fat is just about over. What I'm going to be doing is going out with an interesting sort of medley. Let me think. How should we say this? Going to start off, basically the song is going to be Moving On by Hank Snow, and he recorded it in the 1950s. We're going to do about a minute, minute and a half of Hank Snow doing it, and we're going to do a version of the live version of the Rolling Stones doing the same song, recorded in the 60s, and then to cap it all off for me, we're going to do, recorded in the 1970s, Hank Snow doing I'm Still Moving On, because no matter what, folks, we all got to keep moving on, and that's it. I had a wonderful time. After making this beautiful, poignant, moving farewell and saying I'll never be on the air again and goodbye, and then getting a call saying I'm on Sunday morning, I figured as long as it's Fat, I'm going to be on the air.
Can we play your Chewing the Fat promo one more time?
You want to do that? Mary, can you find the Chewing the Fat promo? Let me also say what's significant for me, why one of the reasons when Dallas called up and said, do you want to be on the air? My first thought was, won't it be a little tacky to go back on the air after saying goodbye? But then I thought two things. A, why should not be tacky? Why should anything change now? And B, I really wanted to be on the air in January of 83 because I came on the air here in January of 76, mm-hmm. and I took the show off the air in January of 80, and I came back on the air in January of 82, and I knew all along that, I mean, I knew 12, 11 months ago that something was going to be happening in January of 83. I just knew it. I mean, I knew months ago that something was going to go on this January, something significant.
So I'm going to take the other side of that thing. I'm in debt, actually. I didn't do my work last week, and I didn't write any commentaries because I just couldn't face the whole thing, and I knew I was coming down to the party. And I think it's right handy to just end everything off for Travis T. Hip's side of this thing. So the Rawhide Realities Review was a phenomenon through 82, but there won't be any 83 feeds. If the station doesn't manage to get itself sold in the next 2 days, you'll have to just wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning without me. But I sure have enjoyed, how long have I been here? 77, 78, sometime in that.
Travis,
so I've been here 4 or 5 years.
Is this a few,
it's been
Travis,
some of the best. Yeah, this is it for me as far as fat goes. I'm going to put on my hat and roll my cruiser out of here, my Morgan Hill Mustang, and head for the mountains.
Travis, it's been a real guest knowing you, and I've always enjoyed your commentaries, and I know that you've meant an awful lot to people. I mean, I've been around when all the calls came in, the letters came in, and I saw the impact that you had, and I've been real proud of the station for having you on, and proud to say that I was on the same station with you. I mean that.
Well, I've been really lucky in my entire radio career, man. Every radio station I worked for made history and was the one that everybody says, boy, you should have heard it when. And KFAT has perhaps been the high point of all of that, with the exception of opening up with Tom Donahue. There's never been anything that was as much fun and as straight ahead, full tilt, proud to be on it as KFAT has been. And which makes it a little hard to find somebody else to go on, you know. I don't want to much hold the hits apart on some radical rocker anymore. Maybe it's better to be a legend in departure than it is to be continually employed.
Mm-hmm. When radio!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've always kind of looked at you as kind of the old warrior out there looking, you know, fighting the good battle, and I've always kind of felt that I've liked what you're doing, and I felt kind of frustrated that I thought that you were right, and I knew what the odds were against you, you know. And I just want to wish you lots of luck in the future, and I certainly don't want to see you give up. That's my personal feeling. I know that
I'm from Nevada. It's the long odds that pay good.
Fabulous. I know a lot of people don't want to see you give up, and I'm sure we all hope to hear from you again. So keep in touch. Okay, sports fans, I'm going to say goodbye, and who knows, I may be on next Sunday. So, I'm reminded of a cartoon I saw years ago. There was a rocket that was trying to be launched off a pad on Cape Kennedy or Canaveral or whatever they're calling it these days, and the damn thing had obviously not worked. It fell off on its side, and it's just lying flat on its side, and the astronaut gets out of the capsule and says, how am I going to face the gang again after that swell going away party last night? That's kind of what I felt like about today. But who knows? I could be here tomorrow. Could be here next Sunday. Who knows, if you know what I mean. In the meantime, here's Hank Snow, the Rolling Stones, and Hank Snow. Moving on, and I'm still moving on. Keep moving on. Keep practicing. God bless. Bye.
Goodbye,
now.
Goodbye, Gilbert.
Goodbye.
Bye, Gilbert.
Bye, Gilbert.
See ya.
Yay.
Stay fat. Keep practicing.
Big eight-wheel rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You will fly too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew, sound hollow to the southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, but I've set you free, and I'm moving on. listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep leaving me on. Stay too long, so keep a moving on. You know the famous Jimmy, well, he's dead and gone. And my friend Hank Williams, he sung his song. But they both moved on. Yes, they're done long gone. But this old country train is still throwing his flame, still a moving on. I played my old guitar and I've sung my songs. I kept moving on, didn't stay too long. Just stay long enough so I can sing my stuff and keep moving on. Now that outlaw music's got a real good beat and the new country pop, I gotta say it is sweet. It keeps you moving on, I ain't a-saying it's wrong. But when it's all disappeared, you're gonna find me right here, still moving on. On the top of the charts, I used to ride with the wind to the number one spot. I'm gonna make it again. I'll keep a moving on, keep a singing my song. Through the blues and the soul, through the rock and the roll, I'll keep a moving on. Talk to me, guitar. Tell them about me. Well, I see my old buddies and they're just sitting there rocking away in that old rocking chair while I'm a-moving on, just rolling on. They've shifted to low, but I'm still on the go and still a-moving on. So let the big wheel roll and let that rattler shake. This old singing range ain't intended to break. I'm still moving on, still a-singing my song. And
and my old gravy train is still throwing its flames, still moving on.
Oh, 15 or 20. You got Rosemary Woods here at the controls. Got the chainsaw. Take it away. This is Gilbert Klein the Third, one of my personal friends.
Most personal friend of mine, too.
With his chewing the lard promo.
Chewing the resurrecting the chew.
You can't say red. No, you didn't say that. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Gilbert. I'm done plum rose up from the dead. I'll be back this Sunday morning to resurrect chewing the fat one more time. Okay, that's this Sunday morning, such as it is, from 8 to 10.
Okay, thanks, Gilbert. Do you think they'll believe that?
Not my problem, Dallas.
Well, as you know, they did believe it, and it did happen, and that's it. Chewing the fat. Farewell, Gilbert. And good old Mary sitting here engineering, going through all the rigmarole that happens at KFAT on this day. January 3rd, 1983. Good morning to you. This is Felton Pruitt in at about, call it 6 past the hour of 10 o'clock. Gilbert still wants to hear more Rolling Stones, but we're going to forego his requests and just keep things moving on with David Lindley and a song that's very appropriate, coming at you from the garlic capital of the world, where KFAT, Gilroy, The Turning Point.
rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Talk about him, Jordan. Talk about him.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal, you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal, you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Satch!
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
You know you do you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
You mess with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you mess with my wife, you rascal, you. You mess with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal, you.
Let me talk about him again. Now, I wonder what you got, you rascal, you. I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal, you. I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. You don't. Throw him out.
Going back to 1938 here on Fat Radio with Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan, and You Rascal You. Also heard Chuck Wagon and the Wheels from their latest LP, a tune called Not Fade Away for you fatties out there. David Lindley getting us started with the Turning Point. Going to keep the music rolling at 17 past the hour 10. Sunday morning on Fat, we're still here. Jim and Jesse McReynolds along with Charlie Louvin. Fine tune called North Wind.
Grass won't grow on concrete. Can't catch fish on Main Street. The stream of traffic ain't no place to swim. Some folks love the city. These neon lights are pretty. But this old boy has had enough of them. So I'm gonna catch a north wind, do a little living. Gonna see the best friends I've ever known. Gonna catch a north wind. I'm going, and only snow-capped mountains scrape the sky. There's still wide open spaces. Eagles don't live in cages, and the air you breathe is enough to get you high. So I'm gonna catch a north wind, do a little living. Gonna see the best friend I've ever known. Gonna catch a north wind. I can smell the gravy in the pan. I'm gonna tell my Susie that I love her so, and I'll never ever leave again. Gonna catch a north wind.
Ghost Riders in the sky.